God rejoices to bestow blessings, February 5th. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Christ's love for his children is as tender as it is strong. And it is stronger than death, for he died to purchase our salvation, and to make us one with him, mystically and eternally one. So strong is his love that it controls all his powers, and employs the vast resources of heaven in doing his people good. It is without variableness or shadow of turning, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Although sin has existed for ages, trying to counteract this love and obstruct its flowing earthward, it still flows in rich currents to those for whom Christ died. God loves the sinless angels, who do his service and are obedient to all his commands, but he does not give them grace. They have never needed it, for they have never sinned. Grace is an attribute shown to undeserving human beings. We did not seek after it, it was sent in search of us. God rejoices to bestow grace upon all who hunger and thirst for it, not because we are worthy, but because we are unworthy.